on our list. So now we've got a few more items that that made Kathy's top 10 here.
Well, of course, to go along with the gloves that you were talking about, we have the knife that you could use. This is a three-way knife you can use for skinning and the cleaning, the skinning, and then the saw if you need to saw, do any sawing after you get the animal. There's also binoculars, which should probably be used instead of the scope on your rifle for finding the game, locating, kind of checking the situation out, doing any sighting that you have, you know, far off distances, that kind of thing.
I remember hunting at one time and a guy had a scope pointed in my direction, and of course it's the rifle pointed in my direction, and that kind of nerves you a little bit.
That's
when somebody's pointing a rifle at you. And
that's very feeling,
and,
I imagine.
Certainly if he'd used binoculars, it would have made a little better sense for me.
It's easier to properly identify your target, too, in your binoculars rather than trying to move your gun around, you know, and get that scope on it. It's a lot easier to find it. I found a lot easier for me to find it with the binoculars. And then once I get the animal in sight, then you switch over to your gun and make sure you have them properly within range.
Let's talk about the gun or the equipment itself.
Okay. There's something else that's important. It is important to have your gun properly sighted in before you go hunting, so that you don't make any bad shots. I've done that before, and it's not a pleasant experience. I'm sure you've probably done that too.
Well, certainly no hunter wants to wound game, and sighting in and practice is an important part of the hunt. It's what we call the pre-hunt phase, and it's critical whether you're a bow and arrow hunter or a muzzleloader too.
Yeah, this is a good target to sight your rifle in on. And then also, the other thing that's good to have when you're out in the field is a gun cleaning kit, just in case something gets lodged in the rifle barrel or there's a lot of moisture, the gun gets wet, you know, from rain. It's a good idea to have along this, something like this along for emergency situations.
Yeah, I know I've needed this one time when I got the mud stuck in the barrel, and you're out 7 miles from camp and you're wondering what the heck to do, and of course this is a lifesaver in that case.
Something else that I think is important, one of the most important things that I always use, is the flashlight. Because a lot of times, myself and I'm sure a lot of other hunters, you go out in the dark and sometimes you may come back in the dark. And if you get something, you may be forced to track it in the dark. You may end up doing that. So you need your flashlight in a lot of different situations.
I wanted to do something here. Flash it on the light. Oh,
spot,
yeah.
Spotlight button.
Yeah, see, that looks like the lights of the eyes,
yep.
You know, for those poachers that are poaching at night, huh?
But of course, we would never use our flashlights to do that, right?
That's true. And getting stuck out in the dark without a flashlight is very uncomfortable.
It is actually, especially if you're unfamiliar with the area and there's not a clear trail to where you can follow and there's no moon, you know, it can be kind of frightening.
You know, we can wrap up our top 10 of Kathy's hunting gear. We've talked about just about things that you need. Certainly there are other accessories that are important in a hunt. I would say something at this point about you as a hunter, and when you go and buy hunting gear in the store, you pay an excise tax, and that excise tax is a good thing for hunting. It's a good thing for wildlife conservation because it's collected by the manufacturers, and it's brought back to the states for wildlife management and habitat projects. So it's a pay-as-you-go system, and hunters do contribute lots and lots of funds to wildlife management and conservation in Texas. Well, thanks, Kath. Thanks for joining us with your top 10. I don't know
Thanks.
If we'll make Letterman or not, but you did good on that.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Next, we'll have a little talk about tips of success in hunting. We've got one of our local experts in that area, an outdoor writer, Mike Leggett, and he's got he'll bring in some guests to share with us tips for the hunting success in Texas.